philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
I'm out doing the coastal walk again. Miko is getting more and more independent every day. So this is the first time I've been able to go out for a walk and feel okay about it without having someone there to watch over him. For the first 2 weeks after heart surgery, the person who's had heart surgery is supposed to have someone with them all the time, 24 hours a day, just in case, you know, there's risk of stroke and heart attack and a lot of different things like that. So they have to be monitored all the time. So this is the first day. Yeah, I haven't had to do that or organize someone. And it's just been kind of a good few days. Over the weekend, he started to get a bit more energy. A couple of days ago, we did our first walk for a kilometer, which is part of his cardiac rehab program. So we walked along the coast just on a flat footpath for just over a kilometer non-stop, and that was great. That day he also made us sell the sandwiches for lunch and cooked a barbie for dinner. Today we've done a walk on the beach, which he was like, oh my god, this is so nice to be able to have my feet in the ocean walking on the beach, you know. And it was a beautiful spring day, not a lick of, just like a lovely breeze, but nothing too intense, and perfect weather. The water was icy cold and refreshing. Not that we went for a swim, but just having our feet dipped in, you know, it just felt like a really good day to be alive. And we had to do a few little things out and about, and you know, go to the shops to get a few things, and it's just been a good day. He folded the washing this afternoon, so it's been nice to have him, you know, like recovering well. And because you know, half the battle of this is mental, you know. Physically, obviously, it's massive, but a lot of it is mental, you know, like staying positive and seeing the progress that you're making when it feels like you're not making any progress. Because when you're in the body, you don't necessarily feel it. It's upon reflection that you get an idea as to how far you've come, like all things really. It's just been really good. It's now almost 3 weeks, or 2.5 weeks it'll be, since the surgery, and things are going really well, and I'm really happy about that. And it feels now like things are starting to open up a bit. There's more spaciousness. The kid went back to school today. I don't know how long that's going to be for, but she's there, and it allowed me to, I don't know, I just woke up this morning and I was in bed and Facebook and Instagram and were down, and so there was no scrolling to be had. So I wrote a few things. I just felt like inspiration and creativity returning, and this, like, I wrote a post today about it feeling like spring, you know, and it is spring here, but it has felt like I've been in a really deep, long, dark winter physically. Like, it's been a long winter here, and it really has. Like, for me to be wearing pants, like, not the last 2 days, but you know, I've been wearing pants and a jumper most days, which is very, you know, like, yeah, it's usually getting a bit warmer. So it feels like it's been quite a long winter, but seasonally, and then emotionally too, it's been really difficult. You know, we found out about Miko's heart condition on the 17th of June. And yeah, and it was like, it just sent us into this deep winter. And now things are starting to open up. Spaciousness is starting to open up. I feel less stretched physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know. So it's been really nice. And I don't know, you know, it's like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what it will bring. It's like, I just feel like there's little buds starting to form of something, who knows what. You know, I'm just feeling really open and alive at the moment. So that feels really good. And I actually, while I was walking today, and I've been thinking about this a little bit today, this podcast, it's like, over time, it's actually been quite a journey in giving myself permission just to be who I am, you know, and be where I am and journeying through whatever I'm journeying through. I have often found myself wondering at times, regularly, what's the fucking point? Why do I do this? And I think it's really, for me, it's really just, and I've said this before, just a practice in showing up and using my voice. And I've really let go of the idea of needing to bring some kind of value. Like, it's okay for this to be a weekly broadcast of what's going on personally in my life for no other reason than I want to give it expression. You know, like, I think sometimes we place so much importance on delivering some value. And what I've come to realize is that, like, this life, this experience, me being me, that is the value. It doesn't have to be any more or more complicated than that, really. So, yeah, and I have been thinking, so I started a new Instagram called Carlosophies HD. So I had like a separate place to talk a bit about human design, because I've just been really getting more and more into it. And, you know, I did, before Miko's operation, I did like a little experiment, just putting out there that I was open for HD sessions, and I'd only do one a day. And I filled over a month of sessions. Like, it was so good. I loved it. I loved it so much. And it's just made me see that there is some recognition in that area. I don't know what I'm gonna do with that yet. I'm open to invitations, and but I do feel like it's something that I'm really enjoying, and I have been now for nearly 4 years. So there's something here. And I think sometimes I have this, you know, what would you call it? This thing where I'll tend to, you know, devalue what I've learned. And as a first line in human design, which is all about foundations at the investigator, I can sometimes, because of how much I know, I'm chronically aware of how little I know. And so in order for me to ever even come close to being able to teach something or being able to, you know, share that, I have to have a really solid foundation. And I feel like I'm getting there after three to four years of studying this on my own terms, dipping in and out as only I can. You know, the energy isn't always there for me to study. It just comes in spurts, and when it does, you know, I'll read or watch a lecture. But I do feel like I'm gaining a real foundational knowledge here, and it's beyond just the basic stuff. So I feel like I'm ready to start sharing it more, which is why I started the Carlosophies HD Instagram account. And initially I was thinking maybe I'd start a separate podcast and just kind of sporadically update on there when I felt like it. And maybe I still will. I'm going to see what happens. Or maybe I'll just start integrating when something comes up into here. Maybe I'll do episodes that have a real HD spin. And I think where, like, what I've really desired lately is to have a space where I can talk shop, right? Like, where I can talk to other people who are really into human design. And there is a language, and it can be quite exclusive. And so I've wanted to separate it from this space, because this is really just, you know, me sharing my journey. And part of that is human design. But I also don't want to, you know, like, I don't know, force it upon people. I guess if people recognize me, then they are happy to hear whatever I'm interested in. So this is what I'm kind of playing with at the moment. Do I bring that into this, or do I have a separate space? I'm not sure yet. So we'll just wait and see. Yeah, so that's really where things are at for me. Yeah, I think, like, I would, you know, what I'd like to be doing is having conversations. Like, I do miss the odd interview, and I've got a few people that, you know, it's been, I don't know, I'm not really sure how it will look yet, but I would maybe like to have some conversations around human design with people. But anyway, we'll see where that goes. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Like I said, things are starting to feel more spacious, and like I'm getting my life back, and I'm so grateful that, you know, Miko's in good health and the recovery is going well, and he's starting to regain independence and feeling good. And as a result, I'm also feeling good. And yeah, and we'll just see what the rest of the year brings, hey? We'll be opening up soon, and that's kind of a bit concerning, but we'll see what happens. All right, until next week, peace out.
Carlosophies, I'm Carly Nimmo.